Sound roll 16 continued.
I got that's a pretty good old goat, though. She's a nice old thing.
Yeah.
Well, we must always have got irises planted over around his camp, the further camp over there. And the kills never eat them.
No, yeah?
They don't touch them.
No.
They spread. You put a couple in and they the bulbs divide or something.
I was just thinking, I stepped over the fence up when Jim was there. It makes you think of going to a place in the south, you know. I got over the fence and there was a great big rooster and a couple of hens running around and the old goat and horse down the pasture there. That God made me think of places down the south, you know. And just the most contented place that you ever seen in your life, you know. Everything was just nice. It was almost evening. I guess Jim wasn't there when I got up there, but I got everything was just pretty near perfect, you know.
Yeah, if I can get a cutter bar, I've been looking. I haven't found one yet. I want to cut it all down in there where it's starting to grow up again.
Yeah.
But I haven't found one yet.
I'll come over and help you someday, and we'll pull some of them damn trees right out of there. And then you can take your hay and stuff at your mown. I'll get it all in one big bunch, and this fall we burn hell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you take that big flat where you had the horse there. That's the best piece it is on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice piece of land in there. Oh, there's some stone in it, but stone don't hurt it any. Only just make you swear when you're blowing it, that's all.
I see what you mean. When I asked about taking the stone out of the potato patch, you just got to lug them off.
Yeah.
You can work around them just as easy.
Yeah. Well, it's a good idea to take them the hell out of the way. And then if a man would start in, especially you, young man, take a piece. If you didn't put in more than an acre a year, take every damn stone out of it. By the time you got to be a middle-aged man, you could play on good shape.
Yeah, that's why I got the stone boat from Ainsworth.
Yeah. The old fellow just was born here. Back he was born, must have been in the 1800s he was born here. Well, he said, you better sell that old stone pile up and come over to Quint's Corner and buy your farm. Gosh, he said, lots of times I set the stone boat over there and loaded it. Never even had to move a stone boat. And I said, yeah, I know, it's a pretty damn stony hole. And I got out back with his hair with the mowing machine. Pretty soon I was up on the goddamn stone. I couldn't get off the mowing machine. So I says, Albert, he says, what? I says, come out and help me get the mowing machine off this damn rock with it. He come out chuckling away to himself. And I said, by God, I got plenty of rock over there, but I never got onto one I couldn't get off of. Oh, he said, you better come over to Crent and buy a farm. He was born here, and he was a kid. He stayed here for 9, 10 years or something like that. And he says, them damn plaguey stones, they grow. He says, we pick stone. He says, there's just many over there now as was, and we started picking them. It is pretty stony farm.
You must have picked a lot off here.
Yeah. Arthur picked the most stone, I guess. Well, Dad always picked what he had to, you know, but he worked out two-thirds of the time. He didn't stop and dig too many big ones. He just picked what he had to on top. And we kids never liked to pick stone. He didn't make us. But Arthur come up here when he built his garage. He started picking them clean, everything he could. And he had a digger, had a potato hook, and an iron bar. And everything was loose. He picked it up. That's why the most of them are off the top. Christ, I bet he jawed. Held 100 ton probably down there under his buildings. And under his house too. Stone all come off near. Under the concrete. Probably 100 ton wouldn't tell it. It makes it damn good for the farm too, because that's hell on machinery. Them damn stones, especially them little ones, about that big. They chicka right along in your knife, break a knife and break a guide. But 2/3 of these big stones could just well be taken out. A young man take a son of a bitches out and get rid of them. But I believe stone grow too. Because you can pick a piece in damn good shape, and the next time you plow it, you'll find pretty damn near as many right on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they say they don't, but I believe they do.
Well, it must be so now that you, when you hay it, you don't hit so many. You know where they are.
Not so many where he picked them, but I got pieces that's got enough on them. But it wouldn't take a man too damn long if he'd just get at it, but he has so many other things that he wants to do. It, he don't get around and pick stone. And then they tell the story according to the Bible. He without sin throw the first rock. Well, Vermonters must be damn sinful because they never pick no rocks. You find rocks everywhere you go in Vermont. Ledges and rock. Most all your river farms, they've been picked and picked and picked. You know, they had them damn river rock. Up the river, you know where Frank Brown lives?
No.
You know where Savarba lives, don't you? The first place this side. Fellow Norm McFarlane, Ken McFarlane's father.
Yeah.
Had it up there, and he was up here one day, and he says, why don't you sell the farm, come down the river and buy one tenth of Stoney? Well, the next spring, he started to blow his big field out this side the barn. And I guess he went down a little deeper than what he'd been. And by God, talk about rock, it looks so the river run through there. Old river rock, you know, them old hard heads. Well, that thing was plastered with stone. So I had to stop. I said, God, why don't you come up on the hill?
Another out-of-order reel. This is the final reel, number 19. We'll go back afterwards to 18. Sound reel 19.
But you see, he wants to get it in damn good shape. Hold it down, he don't get it off. Because you cut early hay, a lot more milk in it. A lot better for his milk cells.
I know, I remember you told me last year that it doesn't pay to cut more than you are sure that you can get.
No.
Because it's risky as it is.
Damn risky. See, ordinary years, a lot of years, you'd be safe to mow the whole farm down, you know. 3-4 days, sometimes a month, 6 weeks, you wouldn't get no rain at all. And you could hay to be held, you know, and do a whole farm for 3 days. But not late years. Hell, last fall you couldn't even get it dry, even late.
I remember.
You cut that big field down there at all. I just turned the cows in and let them go.
Which field will you start on this year first?
A big field down there, the one was last year.
Because that needs it the most.
Well, start on those two lower fields because the hay is lighter.
Uh-huh.
Cut them first and get them out of the way.
Well, if I get that cutter bar fixed up, I'll be over with the tractor and help if you want.
Yeah.
When do you think you might be haying?
Well, I want to start right away. Just soon to get them oats in. But I ain't going to start this kind of weather.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Of course, you can get it a lot quicker if you've got the conditioner and everything, same as Earl, you know, run it over and squeeze the juice out of it. It'll dry so much faster. And then he's got the rakes and everything. You can keep it turning it up. But with horses, well, you would never get it this kind of weather.
Well, maybe July will turn out hot and dry.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Is There's been enough rain so far, I tell you.
Yeah. Your garden doing anything?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Mine ain't nothing hard.
Considering the weather, it's pretty good. It's not much sun.
Potatoes just through the ground a little bit. They ain't doing nothing.
No kidding.
No. See, it's been 3 weeks, and they're just freaking through the ground.
They ought to be 6 inches or a foot now?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of years hoeing them the 4th of July. This year, I got a lot of mind up yet. Takes a lot of sun for potatoes. I guess it does for anything, for that matter.
Well, maybe it'll dry off and the sun will hit them, and they'll make up for it.
Yeah, so just liable to turn right around and be hot and dry. One extreme follows another. But years ago, you used to always start haying right after 4th. And, boy, you get a thunder shower once in a while. But hell, you get days and days it didn't rain, you know. And hay would dry good, and you'd be haying, carting hay into the barn every day. You keep one piece coming right after another. And have one piece that was dry, and that morning when the dew was on, you'd slap down another piece. By the time the dew was off, you start raking the first one. And God would go right along, he'd hay this whole farm over here in 8 days.
How many men?
Oh, my dad and two of us boys, something like that.
Two teams of horses?
No, just one.
Just one team?
Yeah. Do the whole farm, 7 or 8 days. And the way the weather's been lately, it got to take you 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's growing up over by me quite a bit. The little trees coming up everywhere?
They are everywhere now.
They seem to like this rain.
Yeah. They are in the pastures where the cattle just keep their maple down. They ain't touching them now. Well, they say the bugs in the trees are going to rule the world, and I think they are. You take your place up there, if you'd move right off and didn't see it for 5 years, you wouldn't know it.
Oh,
them,
I know.
Them trees have come in there wicked since we bought it. See, we had run cattle in there for quite a few years, and then we didn't have the cattle run in and let it go, and boy, it growed in fast. And this one here, even you got cattle in the pasture. It's surprising, they don't. Years ago, cattle kept them little trees all cleaned right up. I've got places over on the other farm, man, you can't hardly walk through them little maples. They're just about up to your knees, I think.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there are about 20 big popple trees over there that I want to cut down.
Yeah.
Right in the middle, and it'll be much more open if I can get them out.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a big pile and burn them next summer or something.
Yeah.
Let them sit for a while.
Cut your stumps. I'll end them off 4 to 5 feet high. And I'll come over and I'll help you pull them out. We hook a chain right up there. They pull a lot better if you got them off about 4 feet up in the air. Hook a chain right around the top of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you... You'd be surprised how many of them you can pull. It ain't hard.
Yeah, you got to keep after it. It's every day I go outside, it's growing up some more.
Yeah, down here where I've been sowing the oats, that was all full of little apple trees. Some of them old, big as that. And I pulled them all out with the horses. Hitch way up in the damn tree, you know. Them horses, they'd snap out quite a tree there. They was pretty game, pretty quick.
When did you clear that?
Oh.
Long time?
Yeah, probably 20 years ago.
It's the nicest piece of land anywhere around here right there.
Yeah, that's a good piece of land in there. Yeah, I had corn. I've had corn in there. Best piece of corn I ever had in my life I had down there.
Did that fellow Savage ever come back?
No, guess he's, he told her he'd made a down payment on the old First Dickerman place up on across from Glen Buttons. No, he ain't never been back talking about land anymore. That's got a house. I told him if he wanted a farm or something, it'd be a lot better if he buy a piece of land and had a building on it or something. I said, God, you building the buildings today, you're going to pay for them. Damn heavy. And that's got a house, and it got two small. I told him it's his best bet. Buy something like that. As long as he wanted to farm and have cattle and stuff. So I understand he told her he'd made a down payment on it. But I guess he ain't sure he's going to have it or not.
So do you have any other plans for this piece?
No, not yet. I may sell it a little later, and I may sell that down in where you and I were looking down on the swamp. That's a damn good place for somebody to build a pond in there. And it'll work. I ought to get pretty good money out of that. Don't know anybody wants to buy land, do you?
No, I don't.
Sykes is the one to sell that 100 acres over the backside there. Did you get over it?
You were nervous once?
God damn, I couldn't even sit in a chair one time.
Tell me about that. It's hard to believe.
Well, there ain't nothing to tell about it. That's all there was to it. That's when I first bought this place over. Everything went good for a year, and then everything went the other way after that. And then depression.